Kevin, your reflection on the game. Look, ultimately, first round of the league, you came here to try and get a positive result. That didn't happen. Your reflection on the 90 minutes?
Reflection on the 90 minutes. We started very well. Obviously, we scored a goal and then we took a back foot. I thought we played into Athlone's hands in terms of the way we passed it round, and it was just slow and lethargic. Instead of us and stuff that we've worked on over the season, actually playing the ball forward, I thought we played it back too many times, and it just invited pressure. And Athlone were the better team in the first half. There's no getting away from it. They deserved the 2-1 lead. For probably a period of the second half, Athlone were on top as well. And then I thought when we made the changes for that last 20-25 minutes, we really put it up to them, and we could have got an equaliser. Whether it's a justified equaliser or not, I'm not sure, but I thought we were well worth an equaliser in the second half. But the first half, after we scored, up until we scored, I thought we were pretty good, and the game plan looked really good, and people were lively. And then Athlone really came into the game, and they were very, very good for a good 25 minutes, half an hour, and Athlone could have been more than 2-1 up in that period of time. They completely dominated, and we struggled to deal with them. So that's it. We have a lot of new players in. We have a lot of under 20 players and 15, 16, and 17 year olds on the pitch, and it's a big learning curve for them. This is what the League Ireland's about. You have to be ready for the battle. It's a high intense league. There's no like. Take a look around the league. There's no weak teams. Everybody has really damn good players, and you have to be at it every week to get something out of the game. And unfortunately, we weren't at it for long enough periods tonight to get anything out of the game. And that's why I say it. I would say Athlone probably deserved the one.
How much of it is down to now? I know. Look, it's the same for both teams. But as you said, you had four guys making their first competitive appearance for Finn Harps tonight. You had a young team out there. And there was that 45-minute settling-in period. As you said, Athlone were dominant in the first half, but when you found your feet, it was a much more coherent performance. And that second half, as you said, could have gone either way.
Yeah, second half could have went either way. And just as I explained, I thought Athlone, we played into Athlone's hand in the first half after we got in our noses in front, which is a hard thing to do, away from home, scoring a goal. And we scored it after 6 or 7 minutes. And then for that next 25, 35 minutes, Athlone dominated the game and fully deserved their 2-1 lead going in at half time. As I says, we rode the storm for the 10 or 15 minutes of the second half, and then when we changed things up, we went a wee bit more direct. I think it suited us, and we definitely looked lively going into the last 10, 15 minutes, but it's just disappointing as well, because we have a man who was sent off, and like last year, the amount of yellow cards that these referees, like, and I see it all the time, referees getting stick, and they bring it on themselves. Like some of the decisions and some of the yellow cards, just crazy. There was one bad challenge in that game in total that deserved the yellow card, and I think there was about 6 or 7. It's the same every year. Anytime somebody fouls somebody, it seems to be a yellow card. And I'm trying to hold back from giving, because I know it's a tough job being a referee, but yeah, it's very frustrating as a coaching staff that every time somebody goes down, there's a yellow card being flashed, and then people are on eggshells the whole game, so it does affect the game. And it's just disappointing that the referee and collective is going to be the same this year again, throwing out yellows. And I'm looking at the flash score and stuff, and I see yellows and reds all over the country. It's mind-boggling at times, you know.
And it's funny that, like, look, it's actually hurling has made news with Ben O'Connor talking about taking the manliness out of the game. And you saw here tonight, there was over 1,000 people here. It's there hasn't been 1,000 people at an Athlone Town men's game for a while. I know the women have gone really well. And my own take on it was, okay, from a home perspective, the tempo, the energy in the first half was what would bring people in here. You probably have to allow a little bit of leeway there if you want to bring in the kind of game people want to see.
Like, the fourth official comes over to me after 10 minutes and says, you can't be putting your hands in there. And I go, okay, so you want me to sit on the bench with my hands in my pocket? Like it's an emotional game. It's full, like, Ryan and other dugouts the same. Like, it's emotional. You kick every ball, you head every ball, and that's the way it is. These people have to understand this, and they have to understand that there's going to be mistimed tackles. It's the first league game of the season. And I just thought it was poor for them, they flashed so many yellow cards, and to me it ruined the game. It ruined the game for us, certainly, because I thought Daniel had a superb game, and he definitely didn't deserve to be coming off here with a red card. He misses next week, but Daniel settled in really well. So we're going to take the positives from tonight. Disappointed with a loss, but we're going to, obviously, big learning curve for some of your new players. But as I say, move on to UCD next week as quick as we can, because we had way too many draws last year, and that's something that we wanted to address this year. We're not going to be sitting back waiting for games. We're going to go for games, and if it means that it's going to be end to end at times and it's going to be open, then so be it. But we're definitely looking to win more games than draws this year, you know.